This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Eberlein. Dear listeners, I want to clue you in on a couple of Grand Canyon secrets today that will help you possibly do an excellent trip come autumn. Now, the classic Grand Canyon backpack is the rim to rim, to hike from one rim to the other. And I'm going to suggest to you an itinerary that allow you to get the most out of it as a 5-day and 4-night adventure. And here's how it works. First of all, you're going to come into the South Rim and leave your vehicle there. There's an outfit that provides shuttle service to the North Rim. And so you're going to hire them to drive your party around on the first day to the North Rim. Oh, by the way, July 1st is coming up. That's the next secret. You're going to do this trip in the beginning of November, when the crowds have gone away. In fact, there'll be no facilities available on the North Rim. You're just going to go off and camp in the Kenpatrick area, about a half a mile or so from the North Kaibab trailhead that first night. On July 1st, you apply for November permits. So check that out on the Park Service website. So there you are after a marvelous tour with the driver to the North Rim on day one and a nice chilly camp on the North Rim. Yes, it will be below freezing. All right. People think the North Rim closes on October 15th, but only the facilities are closed. The gate stays open till the snow comes. Day two, you wake up nice and early and head down the North Kaibab Trail. You're going to warm up quick because that stretch of trail gets early morning sun very, very nicely. And by lunchtime, you'll be down to the creek and make it to Cottonwood Campground for your second night. This is the bottleneck. There's only 11 campsites at Cottonwood. And so when you apply for your permit, give a few days window for your start of your trip so that you can be sure you get the campsite at Cottonwood. What a beautiful spot. If you get in early and you have some energy still, I hope you do, diddle up the transept a little ways. This is a major sidearm of Bright Angel Creek that comes in from the west. On day three, you're going to continue south on the North Kaibab Trail, and when you come to Ribbon Falls, take the side excursion. If the bridge is rebuilt, and I expect it will be by then, go over to Ribbon Falls and then be prepared to ford the creek on the way continuing down canyon. Ribbon Falls is prime about 9 in the morning, 9:30 in the morning. Perfect timing for your start. Down Bright Angel Creek to Bright Angel Campground at Phantom Ranch. You may be able to get dinner reservations or breakfast reservations at the lodge at Phantom Ranch with a little bit of luck. The beginning of November is a quiet time. Day four, it's up bright and early and across the Silver Bridge and up the Bright Angel Trail to Indian Gardens. Oh, pack up dinner that night and take it out to Plateau Point and enjoy sunset at the most spectacular overlook in the canyon. Day five, it's 4.5 miles up the Bright Angel Trail to all the wonders of civilization, and you'll be wondering why you left. So looking forward to seeing you enjoying a spectacular, epic, rim-to-rim hike across the Grand Canyon. This has been Arizona Trails with Eb Eberlein.